I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The Labor Department tomorrow releases the latest monthly unemployment figures. Analysts will be looking to see whether the number of people filing new applications for unemployment benefits has dropped, and they'll be trying to assess whether companies feel better about the economy. A new survey out from the Business Roundtable shows businesses feel things may be looking up. And joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Now, Tess, how are corporate America's leaders feeling about the economy overall?
They're feeling much better. Thank you, Madeline.
You're feeling much better, too?
I am, too, yes. This is a survey from the Business Roundtable. It's a group of CEOs of really big companies. And 33% of them are actually saying that they plan to do more hiring over the next 6 months. Good news, obviously, for the jobless recovery. And that's up from 25% in December and just 12% in the third quarter of last year. But we should also point out that the layoffs apparently aren't over. 22% of these CEOs say they're planning to cut back their workforce. Johannes Schneider, who's with the roundtable, says what the survey doesn't measure is how much hiring or how many layoffs these CEOs are planning.
We cannot predict whether that will be in the thousands, hundreds of thousands, or even above that. And so that is really not the aim of this survey. The survey is intended to show trends, a trend line.
So a bit of a mixed bag and still lots of question marks.
And so what do the numbers from the Business Roundtable tell us about what the numbers may be tomorrow?
Again, these CEOs are looking 6 to 8 months down the road, and tomorrow's unemployment figures look back at last month. But if they are hiring more, then we should see numbers along the lines of what economists are predicting. I think the latest figures were about 125,000 new jobs, with the unemployment rate staying steady at 5.6%. That's what they're expecting now.
And anyone else weighing in on this issue of joblessness?
Yeah, actually, the Federal Reserve yesterday issued its beige book, about as exciting reading as it sounds, but important. It shows employment picking up a bit, but pretty slowly, as we've seen for several months now. And there's another report out today, this one from the Economic Policy Institute, looking at long-term unemployment. And last year, more than 22% of all the people without jobs in this country have been out of work for more than 6 months. It's been especially tough on people with college degrees. Long-term unemployment for that segment rose more than 300% from 2000 through the end of 2003. So not just a blue-collar jobless recovery, but a white-collar one as well. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the decline of tobacco sponsorship of sporting events as the Formula One Grand Prix season gets underway this weekend.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you.